Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfoe. Alex Reamer, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
This hour of Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfoe is brought to you by Suffolk Downs. Join Suffolk Downs the weekends of May 18th, June 8th, and June 29th as we host the last live thoroughbred races ever. See you there.
Two, a couple
Who's
of minutes.
Who's the other guy?
I'm at the Change It. It's Chris Filani. He's with him last night here on WEEI at night.
Wow.
If Bradford's going to be that sick for the game, then he really has no shot. He has no shot anyway.
Sick? What are
he sounds
setting
awful.
Up excuse? He does? Right. Sounds
oh
the same as he always
no,
sounds.
No, he sounds congested. He sounds
oh,
sick.
Are you really setting up the excuses
no,
already?
I'm not setting up the excuse. I've never...
He's
I've
gone, he's the, going the day
I've said from the beginning...
Healthy scratch.
From the beginning that Wiggy is going to wipe the floor with Bradford.
Because he's growing up and covering...
So today is the day, gentlemen. Welcome in, Reamer, Wiggy, Bradfoe.
A lot of buzz in the air.
We're here
until
noon, but the main event happens at 2 at the I-Slide in Hyde Park.
It won't be long. It'll go from about 2 to 2:15.
I know. Right. I have an event at 2, so I could probably catch it after I see you guys
are
play.
You, Alex, your lone role is to bring the defibrillator for Wiggy. Okay?
You think so?
Bradford's going to hitch his wagon to this like I'm out of breath, out of shape.
Well, I don't know why I would want to hitch my wagon to it. You took one shot on that video the other day, and you're leaning over gasping for air.
I wasn't gasping for air.
I have to be honest, though. Wiggy, I think Twin River Casino, the line is what, at 5.5 for you? You're favored by 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Rob. I think I'm going to go with Jermaine.
Yeah. That's your prerogative. That's your money to lose.
The pre-matchup hype, Rob wins it. Going away, you've never had a rap song recorded.
Yeah, I don't need a rap song.
Nothing.
His rap song will be...
A diss track. No diss track,
Will be after the game. When I bury him and put him in a box.
Unbelievable.
This is what I have to say about this.
He doesn't stand a chance.
Rob, for the last 2 weeks, has had this amazing diss track leading off the show, and you've come with nothing.
It's Wiggy, if nothing else, you should be embarrassed you're even playing in this game, because you're a former professional. Here you are.
Here he goes.
You're a former professional athlete. How old are you?
I'm 44.
You're 5 years younger than me. You're a former professional athlete. I am a writer. Just a writer. And this is a guy who professes to be an athlete and everything else.
That's something you're
and,
out there. What's
and,
going on?
And not, so stepping on the he court. Stepping on the court. Hold on, I'll get to it.
You don't want to ask me to play.
Stepping on the court. Right. And the fact
Reamer,
that.
What's this sound like?
The fact. Hold on.
Rob is just.
Stepping on the court.
The what are
stepping
we doing?
Stepping on the court is going to be embarrassing. But then, oh my goodness, to walk out of there, walk out of there, sucking wind, and just feeling and being beaten by a sports writer who is 5 years older than you and totally unathletic. How is that going to make you feel
Reamer,
better? Better or worse when you cut, we're cut from the Orlando fake football league?
What's this sound like?
Sounds like a desperate man.
Sounds like a desperate man.
I love you.
What am I? I got my suit jacket on. It's Conor McGregor, right?
He's throwing up a Hail Mary.
Are you going to be playing basketball in this suit jacket you
no,
have on
No,
right
like
now?
I said, I respect the moment. Yeah. Somebody, one of us is respecting the moment.
Listen, I'm not even going to play around with you today, boy. I ain't playing around with him.
I know.
This game is going to be over 15 minutes.
Hold on. Write that down and then try to repeat it after two possessions. Because this is what it's going to sound like.
So we're playing to 11.
Yes.
A half court or full court?
Half court. So we'll get out of breath.
Why not full court?
Well, you can't
no full court.
And you can't play full court.
And that
court
is crazy. No, I agree.
And this is also another thing he's not factoring in. When you play 2-on-2, you can rest. He's not going to be able to rest.
Yeah, but you also got to factor in when you play 2-on-2, that means you don't have to have the ball in your hand all the time.
Right.
You don't stand the chance. You'll be lucky if you get one possession.
Okay.
One possession.
Sure. All right.
I do question, Rob, how another, you are
another
gonna
prop,
be able to
another
like,
prop
get a rebound.
He's not.
I do question
He's
that.
Not going to be okay. able to get
you know
a
what
rebound.
Happens? first time that I box him out, I take the will out of him. And also, I know I've played against guys like this.
Okay.
They don't want to work. Another thing I have going for me. Right. I'm much more mentally tough than you, Wiggy.
Well, I mean, Rob did just run the Boston
Marathon. Much more mentally tough than you.
He ran a marathon.
Mentally tough.
You were running a straight line.
You were running 40 yards, and you were giving up at the end.
You can run a marathon, but you're not quick enough.
Mentally
man.
Tough. Mentally tough.
Or as Jerry says, there's nothing going on up there.
That's okay. Whatever. Whichever you want.
He ain't quick enough. You slow. You ain't quick enough.
Mentally. You know how quick you are when you're laying on your back gasping for air?
You're
not.
Unathletic.
You're not. Doesn't make a difference.
You got no strength, no lower body strength, no upper body strength.
Okay, exactly. And so all of that. How is it going to feel to lose to someone like that?
I won't lose. All right. I told you. You'll be lucky to score 1 point.
Oh, so we have Emerson Latzia as the referee,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Formerly of Nesson.
He's going to be standing out there. If he gets in the way, I already told him, I'm going to slap him in the back of the head.
Maybe we can have Emerson on at 1 point before we sign off at noon to let us know
two T's and you're
what he's
going
to be doing,
that's
right?
That's what Bradville's hoping for.
Is he going to be swallowing the whistle here? Because I think
It's street ball, one-on-one. I didn't even know we had a ref. This is Bradford's idea.
The lawyers wanted a ref.
Yeah, intercom lawyers. The
intercom lawyers swooped in.
The attorney swooped
in. You don't realize, Rima, like, I'm mad competitive at everything.
I know.
Right?
Let's just get a feel. The guy posting all those pictures, East Boston, Garden.
Right.
Oh, Wiggy, you were so good. Wearing the tank top, which you couldn't fit over one shoulder now.
And now you're gonna
go out there, and all your boys are going to be like, you lost to a 49-year-old sports writer? Holy mackerel, Wiggy. What has happened to you?
You'd have to shoot me first to lose.
It's fair. I mean, you may die, but I don't know if it's going to be by shot.
Yeah, I don't know if to both of you are making it out of the ice slide later. I'll tell you that. So this event,
I'll make it. It's going to be quick. Reamer, it's going to be quick.
You better hope so.
It's going to be.
Because after 5 minutes, you're going to be keeled
after
over.
After 5 minutes, it's going to be 7-0 me.
Okay, so this event is open to the public, correct?
No, that's false.
False?
Yeah.
I mean, by Facebook Live.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yes. So Mutt and Keefe will be on the commentary.
And Carly Taft, who sang the national anthem last night, is singing the national anthem at the event.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
So
it'll be broadcast on Facebook Live. Mutt and Keefe will have the call for you as well.
Yes.
Two incredible play-by-play voices.
The best.
The best of the best. I am very much looking forward to this. I mean, we've turned WEI into a gym class, basically.
That's basically
my sprint.
What's next? Climbing the rope?
Basically.
Square dance?
Although with my broken pinky.
But that's what happens when you challenge the God. Anytime you challenge the God, you're going to run
into. Is that what they said when they cut you?
Who?
The 50 million times you've been cut.
I've been cut before.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm just. I'm asking. Is that what they said? Sorry, God.
So
we're cutting
you.
You
want to check my resume? My professional football
it's gonna,
resume.
It's gonna look even.
Before.
It's gonna be even. It look even worse when you
before.
Lose to me. After you thought that was your lowest point, this will be your lowest point.
Ain't happening, Bradfo.
I do have to say, the video you posted, I think it was Friday, of you in your front yard with the baskets and then shooting pucks as well. I mean, this guy's a multi-sport.
And throw on the first pitch early that morning.
It was amazing.
Throw on the first pitch early that morning.
Well, I mean, so let's talk about that right now. I would like a redo as well on my first pitch.
That can't be real.
The legs
that
a little
couldn't
locked.
Be real.
This is pathetic.
I was not trying to lock my legs, not move them at all. The goal is you want
to
be fluid.
The jeans were too tight.
Well, the butt looked great. My butt looked great. The first pitch, not so much.
That.
Well, wait, you don't think my butt looked good?
I was looking at the arm form
in
the launch point.
You couldn't miss it. It was the only thing worth watching in that video.
This is like when you had the race. It's like you're more worried about how you look.
Too stiff.
In
I
acting.
Need to loosen up. That was my issue yesterday. I think I broke my fingy in our fingy.
Your fingy, yeah.
Yeah, my pinky fingy in our flag football championship.
Everybody can't be athletic.
I broke it in the worst way, the Wiggy. I dropped a pass.
You didn't
the
break
quarterback
it.
Threw me the ball. Here we go. Slant. Boom.
You
bang,
didn't break it.
Right
if,
off.
If you break, if you broke it, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Like this? I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. I can barely
you want, you didn't break.
I want to give
blue,
you credit for
ugly.
Playing pickup football. Or flag football,
it's
whatever
not
it is.
It's a serious
league. Okay, whatever. But after seeing you run, and then after seeing you throw a ball,
I wonder what
exactly this is.
This is what
we have to get video of.
I would love to see this league.
It's a serious league.
See the rest of the players.
They're
in.
Very good. There's travel teams, which I am not on. I'm really on the teams for moral support. I'm a moral
Scott?
Candidate. Yeah, everyone starts, though. Everyone has to start.
Participation.
Yes, I'm one of our corners. I'm one of our two.
Are you the hype man for your team?
More or less. So yeah, I go to all the socials.
There's no players on the bench.
There are. Yes, because not everybody plays both ways. So I don't play offense and defense all the time. I did sometimes yesterday, but no, you know.
How much do you really play? Be honest.
Like
5%?
50%.
I want to go back to throwing that baseball.
Yes.
That couldn't have been real.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest.
That was real life.
It was not a prank. I was legitimately trying to throw a first pitch.
I've never seen anyone. Remember, there was that car commercial about the dad who couldn't throw. You know,
yes.
it was worse than that.
Very embarrassing. And Matt Reamer turning over.
If I was your dad, I'd be horrified.
And we actually did play catch in the backyard.
There's no way you
played
catch.
We did together. We did.
Did you?
I did play catch.
Mate, you know what? He might not be an athlete, so maybe it's just something that
Matt Reamer's great at. He was a high school basketball player.
You don't say lock your legs when you throw.
Yeah, it was really tough. It was rough. But I think I fielded my ground ball nicely.
No, you didn't.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
It was right there. It threw me the ground ball, and there I was, ready in the stance. Let's go. Play the ball. Don't let the ball play you.
Honestly, someone said you should be fired because you threw it like that. I'm never going to say that, Alex, but it did make me worry.
Why should I be fired?
I don't know, because I just feel like you should be able to throw a baseball.
I don't think it's because of his baseball performance. I would say it'd be more of his on-air performance.
No, I think on air.
Yes,
I think he bends his legs and has perfect form.
I'm
on
very
air.
Loose. You know why? Because it's because I got too stiff. That's the issue. You get too stiff. You get
why
too
are
you
nervous. So stiff?
You clam up. Because it was a big spot. I mean, 50,000 people watched that.
Yeah, that was
a
lot of people.
It was highly
viewed.
When
you threw it, was zero though. So,
but I knew that it would take off and go viral. And I had many people as well talk to me on the street about that.
I haven't thrown a baseball in months. It's cold. I mean, come on. I need.
In months?
It is true, if not years, frankly. I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to know when like 3 months ago when you threw a baseball.
Yeah, it wasn't months ago.
Yeah, but
it
I thought you said
years.
You played softball.
Years ago.
I used to play softball.
Years ago. Yeah, I did. Guess my team.
I don't believe that either. I don't believe that.
I was actually decent.
Hey, don't worry about it. You're not the only non-athlete on this program.
That's right.
Bradford,
the non-athlete is going to be the former professional.
Well, Steve in Connecticut wants to weigh in on this early and often. We're taking your calls. Steve, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on,
I just
Steve?
Wanted
what are your
to offer
the
a
big
suggestion.
Today?
Yeah, so if Bradfo wins the match, I think that Reamer should get to watch Wiggy wiggle out of those jeans.
Watch Wiggy do what?
Wiggle out of the jeans.
Wiggy, are you going to play in jeans? Are you going to play in jeans? Because if you lose, Reamer should get to watch
I'm
wiggle
playing
out of those jeans.
Nope, I'm playing in shorts, and I'm playing. I got my sneakers.
Here,
I'm locked and loaded.
Well, Steve,
and I'm coming for blood too.
Here's the thing, Steve. Whatever he's wearing, I can guarantee you'll be able to see his nipples. All right,
it's going
to
be
Wiggy. Wiggy, you're my new favorite addition to the show. So thank you, Wiggy, for being on the show. You're
thank
my
you.
Favorite new addition. Well,
show me how you wiggle in
on.
Those jeans.
Bradford is
there.
Like,
you go. That's what I wanted.
You
okay.
can't talk. Bradford can't talk about bodies, man. You out of shape, man.
What are you talking?
You look like
I don't know.
You
if
look
you
like
heard.
You look like just like melted dough.
Okay.
So
melted
I mean, you,
dough.
Yeah, like just
that's gonna be weird when the melted dough man beats the former
lie,
professional
the
athlete.
Dough man.
I mean,
I might have a little gut right now.
A little gut.
I might have a little gut right now.
A
but I'm still
guy.
Physically you, in shape.
I love how you say I did some suicides. No, that's not how it
you
works.
You are the melted dough man.
It doesn't
but
work.
This melted dough man just ran again 26.2
you've come up,
miles.
You've come up.
I, but I
like
said,
daily,
but I've, daily but I've given
and you've
him,
come up with a lot of funny
but I've
things.
Given him,
but
I've given him credit for running the marathon. There are a lot of people who run the marathon. Just because you run the marathon, what's the marathon mean? It means you can run straight.
No, it means you're mentally tough. Something
no.
that you are not.
No,
means, you are not. You are not mentally tough.
And great physical endurance
means,
as well.
You're
not mentally
no.
like when you take a shot and start gasping for air.
It's not.
Your mind wanders.
It's not really physical. Like endurance in wind, it's physical endurance in your body.
Oh, that
when
makes
you run,
sense.
When you run a marathon. Because when you think about running a marathon, you're not running at a very high pace unless you're one of the elite athletes.
Interesting.
If you're a Rob Bradford, you're just running at a very...
But Rob was also podcasting and tweeting while he was running.
Right, exactly.
Multitasking.
So that should tell you.
Yeah. What tells running, you that he's even more mentally.
That's very interesting.
I gave him credit for the marathon. I gave him credit for the marathon, but we're doing a sporting event, which is basketball. Which means you need a lot of fast twitch muscles, which the melted dough man don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If we were running a marathon, I would be like, listen, bet on Bradfo.
I would like a redo for my sprint and first pitch.
That's if I was going to bet on the competition of taking one shot and then sucking wind, I would bet on Wiggy.
Well, you know, I did go down the rabbit hole, Wiggy. Your son has a lot of ups.
Yes.
Great hoops player.
That 8-foot rim was outstanding.
What did you guys see? Mutt dunk as well. Mutt dunking too. Maybe the Mutt Man will get in if one of you guys needs to take
a blow. We don't have Marv Albert come in and do in the middle of the game. No.
Listen, y'all need to stop, man. Don't get it twisted. Just because I got a little gut and I'm out of breath a little bit, don't let that get you.
Now
fooled.
It's in his head. You can tell, Alex. No, now it's in his head.
I guess the question is,
that was Wiggy after he just formed those sentences.
Coming from
the real question is, which one of you am I gonna who am I gonna hype up during this game? I need to be a hype
man.
You don't need a hype.
Am I gonna be on your side, Rob?
You can be neutral.
Dot Combinators.
You can hype up whoever you want. Bradfo, after the first play, he's gonna be on the ground. He's gonna be grabbing his jaw, crying. Talking about foul.
It takes a lot to run over and hit you.
He's going to be, after this, you know what's going to happen after this when I dominate him? You know what he's going to do? He's going to challenge me to run a marathon next year.
So, as we said earlier, Twin River Casinos, our pals over there, have the odds of Wiggy's favored by 5.5, but actually John and Gardner has some updated odds, Rob,
nice.
Which is very important. John, what's the word on the street?
Yeah, they went up to 8.
Morning, fellas. Wiggy, I got some bad news for you, brother. I know some real people here in North Central Mass. The line opened at 6. It's down to 3.5. And Bradfo, did you successfully negotiate him having to wear thick padding on his elbows? Because if you did, the line's down to 1.5.
No, he's got enough padding. He's got plenty of padding to go around.
Listen, this game,
your protection,
he'll be lucky
Rob,
to score.
I may have stumbled and bumbled when I was saying it a week or two ago, but you needed to negotiate him having thick elbow pads on, or the line's going to go back up. You know what I'm saying, brother?
No. Like
listen,
I said, he's got padding all over his body.
He'll be lucky. Bradfo, you will be lucky to score 1 point.
Can I get public transportation to this event today? Do you know how I can get there the best way?
You get to a computer and watch it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, you'll see it on Facebook Live. You'll see Rob's funeral on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. You will be lucky to score 1 point.
The only thing is, concern is that when they cut out the defibrillator, will that intercept the Wi-Fi signal?
No,
for the Facebook
it'll be
Live.
No, my slide has it.
I got plenty of water.
They have it.
Here's
all.
The real question. Are you wearing the Mutt slides?
I'm not wearing the Mutt slides.
What?
Jerry has those. So Mutt might actually be wearing his own Mutt slides.
That would be great. But Mutt, after he carried on, could he really put on the Mutt slides?
Yeah, he could put
the Mutt slides. He would wear those.
No.
Put the Mutt slides. I mean, but that was the whole point.
You got to have a little self-pride.
We wanted Mutt to counteract. We wanted him to go back at it with something else, say Drunk Curtis or something along those lines.
Well, maybe Mutt
will get his
revenge when he's on the call today.
Okay.
Maybe
he will.
So we are going to talk about other sports as well, besides this one-on-one game. Much to my chagrin.
There are a lot of other sports
going on. I want to come back and read two terrible articles about the Bruins. Tara Sullivan asks if the Bruins were too good for their own good last round. And
I never heard that before. Too good for your own good.
It's pretty good, right? She's a wordsmith.
Is this about the layoff?
Too long, yes, because they don't play again until Memorial Day, Rob. And then also on NBC News, the Boston Bruins and Brad Marchand are bringing the NHL back to the dark ages. This guy, David Alter, is a journalist in Toronto.
Can we get him on?
So he hates the Bruins. Yeah, we can effort that.
I'd like to know what the dark ages of hockey was.
Well, too much fighting.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, and Brad Marchand is bringing the game to the dark.
I haven't seen a fight all playoff series long.
Hockey is a game of skill, and Marchand continues to violate that. So we'll do that next. And taking your calls early and often at 617-779-7937. John and Gardner does have the updated line. Wow, so Rob, the first segment was so fiery.
Hot. I'm winning the pre-game.
Yes, it's now down to 3.5. And I also have a bone to pick with you as well, Rob, as head of the Dustin Pedroia fan club.
Okay.
All these beat writers and their straw men. Yeah. I have not heard one person demanding Dustin Pedroia retire.
I've heard people talking about.
They were saying if he retires, then he wouldn't get his money or something like that.
Well, that is accurate.
So why would he retire?
Right. I don't see anybody advocating for that. You guys are all arguing against the Glenn Ord.
Well, I think people are trying to tie themselves in the knots to figure out a way. Oh, you have to have Michael Chavis.
But can't you just DFA him?
Sure, but you still have to pay him.
Right, I mean, you got to pay him anyway. The only way you don't have to pay him is he retires, but who the hell would retire and leave that type of money on the table?
But why would you DFA him?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
If the Red Sox DFA beat writers will lay down on Lansdowne Street here in terms of a strike. They will shut down Fenway Park.
I don't feel like the overall beat writers are overwhelming for Pedroia.
The love for Pedroia is very bizarre.
I am, but not them.
Yeah, but it's not like he's doing anything. It's not like he's in the way.
What do you want? You have Eduardo Nunez hitting 200. Michael Chavis is a rookie who just came off an 0-for-19. Like, this isn't how it works.
And I also have a developing opinion on the Celtics and Kyrie Irving. Last week, I was very emotional, very upset. I didn't want Kyrie back.
You're all on my train. You're back on the Kyrie train.
I may be back on the train, although Bill Simmons thinks Celtics could maybe trade for Mike Conley.
He's going to lead you to the championship.
Conley, here we go.
Conley coming off of like an Achilles injury.
Yeah, lots of injuries
like
with Mike Conley, and very expensive as well. So we have lots to do. We're here till noon, but first, let's grab a trending.
This is a true funeral game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now more of Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
He had one good clear out. The guy, what's his name?
You know what? Don't talk hockey anymore, Wiggy. You sound like a fool
Andre,
now.
He had one clear out on a power play, which I did give him.
Wiggy, he played five and a half minutes shorthanded.
Listen, the blind love that you have for Chara is disgusting.
I don't have any blind love for him.
Wiggy,
the blind hate you have for Chara. If you can't say he played well last night, you do.
He didn't play well.
Oh, jeez. You know what? Okay. You know what? You sit over there. We'll talk. Let the adults talk hockey, Wiggy. You sit over there.
Wow. Wow.
I want to support you, Wiggy.
Dale and Rich Stone, they do not watch the Bruins postseason.
The Dalian came out firing this week.
The best part of the whole week was when you said, what was the guy that you defenseman on your beer league team?
Bula.
Bula was better than Chara.
Yeah,
and then you had a picture of Bula.
At Hockey Town, I heard.
Can Bula call in today?
With a bunch of guys.
is Bula available for calling?
He might be available.
All right.
He might be available.
I want to support you, Wiggy, because I think that those guys tie themselves, especially Dale, ties himself into knots supporting Chara. And we saw it the other day as I think they replayed. Buchegras said this.
Right.
They played faster without Chara on there. But, I do not think that they said, hey, you know what? You're healthy. You're not playing. It was not a healthy stretch.
I think
he was banged up, and they said, you know what? Don't play.
Yeah, I think they gave him a blow, a little extra rest for the 41-year-old.
Well, if they give him a blow, what's that mean? It means that they don't need him, right?
So you on Friday hijacked the Dale and Keefe show.
Yes.
You stayed in.
Because I want an apology.
So you left the studio and then came back.
Yeah, correct? I want an apology.
That was the
from
way
Dale.
To go, because Dale would have
still
not
owes
started
me
the show.
Two apologies. Yes.
And
one for Gronkowski, which he got completely wrong, where he guaranteed Gronk would be back. So that was one. I asked for an apology on that. I got nothing. And then with the Chara thing, where I said, listen, Grizzlick on the first line, Chara is. He's a liability to this team as far as him being a top pair defenseman.
So then you on Friday, you have an $1,000 bet that you don't want to
talk. Did the wifey approve that?
I gotta talk to the wifey.
It's been 2 days.
You haven't talked to the wifey?
Well, that's a lot of money. You gotta you gotta catch her on a good day.
I mean,
really?
It is amazing about how angry Dale is about this. I mean, Dale betting you $1,000.
It's a lot of money.
That what, Chara will be on the first.
I'm not full time. I'm not like Andy Hart. I can't.
No. Someday, maybe.
Yeah, maybe someday. I'm actually looking for another job as we speak.
We all aspire.
Oh, look at. Oh, wait. A little leverage.
Well, no, I'm going to Ohio tonight, so.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I got a few things out.
Oh, what do you got going on? What's going on? Come on, let's be transparent. You saw about transparency.
What's
happening?
Well, you never know.
Media opportunities?
Yeah, the radio hotbed of Ohio?
I'll be in Columbus.
Yeah, Columbus market. The Blue Jackets talk is excellent. Wiggy fell in love with the Blue Jackets last round. So the bet is, so you don't think, so you think Chara will be what, on the third defensive pairing?
I've always said, listen, this is, so people understand.
Don't make this bet.
Because the bet is,
for the sake of your, family, don't make this bet.
Dale's betting $1,000. Dale's betting $1,000. Will be on the first pairing, and you say he'll be on the third.
And you know if Dale's betting, willing to bet $1,000 without going through the wifey?
He has confirmation.
Yes, yeah.
So I've always said that Chara, listen, he's been a great player for this organization for a number of years. But for the past two or three years, I've been like, listen, it's time to move on from this guy as a top pair defenseman. He should be a bottom, a third pairing defenseman.
Oh, come on.
You don't think so?
No, I mean, third pairing defenseman is a guy like John Moore, the dude who replaced him.
You think John Moore is better than Chara? You got to take away the heart and soul and his, what he's meant to the locker room.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Well, I'm just talking about his performance on the ice.
I don't think you understand. He put his skates on and he skated out at the end of the game.
Yeah, that is true.
In full uniform.
That is true.
That says it all right there.
So I mean, you factor that in and the heart and soul and what he's meant, and I guess you got a point. So I guess he has to, even if he's getting spun around like a top,
you got to run him out there.
The question is, is this the angriest we think Dale has ever been?
I don't know. I'm trying for the Dalian to come out.
He swore on the when they had the video of you guys. Oh, I think it was off the air where you got did the crossover.
Yes.
He swore. He cursed.
That was off the air.
My question is, why does Dale take it so personal?
Well, you know what?
It's like the Red Sox beat guys in Pedroia.
The only way we'll find out how mad Dale really gets is when we do the Wiggy Dale James experience.
Yeah, I don't know if Dale's going to go for that.
And then we'll see. That's when I think the Dalian will come out. It'll be me and Chara not being a top pair defenseman. And then it'll be Mark James with the lame, will be the with the stale
Arnold. Stale Arnold. He also was crapping all. Mark James was pinging all over both of us. Yeah, the primetime 255 slot on a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
What was he doing? I missed this.
He was just saying that neither one of us can talk.
Yeah, well,
this is after he praised Charles Manson.
Sounds
on the
like
air.
I'm talking right now, right?
Yeah.
You're not articulate enough for
him? I guess. I mean,
why was he praising Charles?
I guess we all didn't go to Harvard and study.
Yeah, Mark James has two masters. Degrees in journalism, which is basically akin to flushing money down the toilet.
One's from my alma mater, UGA.
Right, exactly.
Is it one from my alma mater, UGA?
Yes, exactly. So, right, that's hardly a degree. Good point, Luigi.
What are you trying to say about UGA, buddy?
Why was he praising Charles Manson?
Yes, let's get to this.
Amy, do we have this?
We're referring it. Maybe yes. We'll do it at the end of the hour.
All right, yes.
So I think that's when we'll see the true Dalian come out, is when me and James are on the show with him.
I'll push
him to get the Dalian, because I love when the Dalian comes out. I think that's when he's at his Dale.
How are the breaks? The breaks are, when you go, it's one thing on the air.
Right, off the air.
We have our awkward moments, but we're fun-loving off the air, and we get
along.
I'm still
the same off the air.
No, but it was Dale.
Does Dale ice you out?
I mean,
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Dale.
What is Dale like to you?
He's a little bit, focused on what he's doing over there.
A little cold.
But I'm still asking him questions and talking to him.
Does he respond?
A little bit. I mean, my mother said, don't worry about the man across the street, how he responds. You do what you do. If he doesn't like it, tell him to kick rocks.
So we'll see who's right on that. We have 8 days until the Bruins play. Are we worried about this layoff, boys, as Tara Sullivan is?
I'm not too good for their own good, but I think you have to be a little bit concerned about a long layoff in hockey, because, it's all about that momentum. It's about the goalie seeing the puck, and, you look at Tuukka and the way he's seeing the puck, and I told Dale this. As a MVP for my men's bear league, nobody knows hockey like I know. I know more hockey than you, Dale, just because you...
More than Bula?
Huh?
More
than Bula, what?
You know hockey more than Bula.
Yeah, I know hockey
more than Bula. The Chara of your team.
Yes, he's the Chara of my team. And just because Dale sits next to Jaffe and Barry...
Brick. Don't forget the Brick.
I mean, the Brick, too.
Andy Brick, come on.
When you're playing and you're on those... And you're on that half boards, you see the game completely different.
Yes, so... But also rest is important as well, and I think that
it is. But that's a long time.
Benefits
though.
From rest. I'm not too concerned.
And this series looks like it's going to go seven.
It does.
San Jose, St. Louis.
Yeah, but then you have the Sharks and Blues beat up a well-rested Bruins team that's been firing on all cylinders. It is like the Twin River line, 5.5 between Wiggy and Bradfo. Mm. I think the line for whoever the Bruins face, the Bruins have to be favored in the Stanley Cup.
But they'll
knock
that rest right off in the first period. Knock it right off, and they'll get back to what they're
doing. I'm worried though about the this man, David Alter, who is a freelance journalist based in Toronto.
Oh, he's freelance?
Yes, that's what his bio says.
Okay,
he writes for NBCNews.com. Now the Bruins and Brad Marchand or bring the NHL back to the dark ages. His point is that Marchand is just totally out of control, and the NHL needs to clamp down. He goes, although the Bruins have an undeniably talented roster of veterans and young standouts, there's a dark side to their match to the final. Star Brad Marchand, his violent and immature antics on the ice and the free pass they've gotten from hockey officialdom taint the Bruins' victory. More importantly, they tarnish the NHL's effort to stand alongside basketball, football, and baseball as the preeminent sports in the American pantheon, ones that elevate skill over goonery. If you are a fan of the Bruins, you love what Marchand is doing. If you're a fan of any other team, his outbursts are a symptom of a fundamental problem in the NHL, turning a blind eye when the difficult decisions needed to cement hockey's place in the Big Four of American sports have to be made. So he says that Brad Marchand is single-handedly holding hockey back, and the lack of discipline he faces as well. Is holding
well, I'd like
back.
To see the.
I don't even know where to start.
To see some fighting and that getting back into hockey, because then you wouldn't see some of the goonery plays. You wouldn't see some of the guys running guys when they're on the boards. And Brad Marchand, he throws in not skill. I mean, Brad Marchand's pretty skilled. I mean, yes, he's a goon. He does some goonery stuff out there, but you know that's his personality. And I mean, if he's on your team, you love him. If he's on the opposing team. You can't stand them.
Alter says officials must severely punish Marchand and the Bruins.
But see, it's such a flawed article. I mean, he wants to bring up the fighting thing. Like you said, that's fair. Okay, we can debate fighting all the live long day. There isn't fighting.
Yeah,
no one fights, especially in the playoffs. No one fights in the playoffs. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that because he does have the point. In the playoffs, there's the free flowing, that's entertaining. Fighting might drag it down a little bit. Whatever. But the point is that there is no fighting, and you know what? Brad Marchand doesn't fight. He just pushes guys in the back of the head. So what is he trying to say?
I don't
get this article at all.
And I think Marchand's antics add intrigue to the series, don't they? I mean,
well, what they do is they add that they add that rivalry feel to a series, even though there might not be no rivalry amongst the two teams. When you start doing some of that stuff, it adds that extra element.
And didn't we just see? I mean, Marchand is an incredible scorer. We know that, and he's playing well. But I mean, what he did to Justin Williams is so valuable, and it's why he's so.
You know what this is. This is a guy.
He's from Toronto.
He doesn't like Marchand. This is, and that's fair because there's been plenty of players who don't play in Boston who we rail on and we don't like them and we pick our spots with it. But to articulate in a column like this, you got to do a better job than that.
Yeah, and to say that bring the NHL back to the dark ages, I don't get it.
Yeah,
And how come he didn't write this about Justin Williams, who got penalized?
I would say most fans would actually want to see the NHL go back to the dark ages, because that's when it was really fun and entertaining, is when you had the element of, hey, if you do something dirty, Marchand, there's a guy coming for you, and you have to drop the gloves. And that
right back to Creamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Had the element of, hey, if you do something dirty, Marchand, there's a guy coming for you, and you have to drop the gloves. And that
oh, what you said
oh,
right
man,
after that
was like grade A hockey talk.
That was my whole. I don't think I got my whole Justin Williams.
Hockey talk was so good. Right. They couldn't carry that.
They had to drop that. They had to drop
the gloves and drop the audio.
Joey was hitting the drop button after the great hockey talk.
Right. Well, it got a little risky. A
lot of heat from Canada.
A lot of heat coming from the corporate people in Canada.
So we are back. We are at a WEI Ford Clubhouse Studios from Fenway Park. I think we're back on there. Who knows? You know, we're just guys talking anyway.
Right.
The conversation continues during
guys
the break.
Guys talking, going out and play some sports after. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what we do. You know, maybe have some beers after, just some bros. That's what we're doing here.
Oh, I have my celebratory boom sauce in my car right
do
now.
Do you?
Well, yes. You won't be cracking that today.
Will you drink the boom sauce even if you lose?
I will drink it before the game.
Wow.
That'll be your best bet.
Yeah.
Are you going to be drinking before Wiggy? Or
no, I'm in focus mode, baby.
Focus mode. Look at how locked in he is.
Locked in. This is like heading to the Superdome in New Orleans, Super Bowl, locked in, focus. I know what I need to do. I know what's
Did you do a radio show before that game, too?
Well, I should have. I know my opponent. I know what I'm getting into.
Do you?
Yes.
Am I righty or am I lefty?
Don't worry. You'll find out today when I'm forcing you one way or the other.
Rob can go both ways. And that has many meanings.
Thank you, Alex. Well. Thank you. Nothing wrong with going both ways, right?
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for the NUN.
By the way, I was driving. I had my daughter's graduation yesterday.
Yes. I saw your Facebook post. Very nice.
Yes. Which is congratulations, Taylor Bradford, for graduating from Gordon College.
At least one Bradford graduated from college.
I really don't know what that means because I did graduate from
college. There's no way you graduated from college after hearing you speak.
I want to find, by the way, this Mark James sound too. He makes fun.
Did you graduate from college?
I did.
You did?
I do my Mark James. I'll bring him my diploma.
Who are you?
I don't even know where my diploma is.
So speaking of Mark James, I'm driving to get ice because we're having a little party after. I'm driving to get ice. And because, you know, I got to be honest, I don't always listen to the 245 experience, Mark James experience.
It's hot.
And within 15 minutes, I hear something about Charles Manson, praising Charles Manson, and then how I can't talk and Wiggy can't talk.
You know, Mark James has a couple cage girls in his basement.
Another thing is he desperately wants to be on this show this morning, like this Sunday morning show.
We should invite him in one day.
No, it's okay. But what this is, so we
I'm
have
next
this
week.
Is
Maybe
this is the this
week.
Is the first thing I heard from Mark James.
You know what's great about this the all-time most notorious serial killers, Charles Manson was mentioned. I'm going to keep y'all dancing with a crime record like Charles Manson in that song. And he's also mentioned in an Ice Cube Dr. Dre collaboration, Natural Born Killers. He's mentioned in both of those. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Okay, all right, let's stop right there.
You know, shout out to Charles Manson.
What brains do you have in your head where I don't care what you said leading up to that? How do you utter the word shout out to Charles Manson?
Hey, listen, he must have had something going on for him. He had lots of followers, that guy.
The problem is, he was a leader. This is a problem Mark James would have seen. He tries to get too caught up in the hip-hop world, you know, because he's...
Well, that's the next battle, by the way, the hip-hop battle.
And
he winds
up saying stuff like, you know, right, shout out to Charles Manson.
Like he's trying to, you know, he's talking about Cube and Dre, Natural
Born Killers.
I love
Ray Lewis, 52. I love him.
Talk about rap lyrics and lines, and then, you know, and then he's like, you know, you shout out to Charlie Manson.
I gotta be honest with you, like, so Alex, you were off the air for 6 months.
I was.
If someone says shout out to Charles Manson, like, how is that good? I don't care what you said before it.
Charles Manson had a lot of devoted fans. Maybe Mark James is one of the people who's writing him letters in prison.
Maybe.
Yeah, right. Shout out to Charles Manson.
I guess.
Shout out Charles Manson.
And as I said on...
Hey, Charlie, I got a couple cage girls in my basement.
Well, so that's your theory. I think it's one of your better theories. He definitely has caged women all throughout his home.
Yes.
And he let him out of...
All throughout the home.
And he lets them out to make him ravioli.
There's no way he lets them out. He might open the cage, but they're definitely on a leash. Like a metal chain.
I think this Andy Hart hire has affected a lot of people. Like, Wiggy, you were very transparent. You said, hey, listen, how dare you hire Andy Hart?
I just said, how come he gets a full-time gig?
Well, okay, though. Okay,
well, Andy Hart is a dual threat. He also is an incredible columnist.
Well, I believe, and Wiggy is a dual threat, and his day is going to...
I'm a 6'2 player.
His day is going to come. I think this hit Mark James hard, right?
Andy Hart?
Yeah, I think. Don't you think so?
Nobody knows who Andy Hart is.
As well?
I think so.
Well, now they know his name, Dino.
I don't want to be a columist, so I mean, you know,
you're very transparent about that.
Good for Andy
Hart. You could be a video blogger.
I mean, I could do that. That's about it. But I do videos anyways. I do videos because I think what it does is lets people know what's going on at your station. It's about marketing. It's about promoting. That's what I am. I should be working in the front office.
Okay.
So you're coming for Joey's
as the the marketing director?
No.
That's part of the front office. Above Joe, hold on. Career breaking news. Jermaine Wiggins is hired as marketing assistant.
No, above that. I'm talking I'm talking about, like, you know, the head of programming and development.
Do you want to intern for us? No. You can intern.
Do we? No.
I don't believe you graduated, so I don't believe you need
I'm
college
already
credit.
Interning on the air. They don't pay me enough here.
Or at all.
Join the club.
Or at all.
Join
That's
the
why
club.
I can't bet deals.
That's what I have to say. Real quick, to circle back to this, Brad Marchand's bringing the NHL back to the dark ages. It's David Alter. Marchand, I thought, played such a great round against the Hurricanes because he got in Justin Williams' head. Williams with those three penalties against Torrey Krug
right.
in Game 3. And then, how come Alter doesn't mention Williams punching David well, Backus that was in my, the back of the head?
Before we went off the air, that was going to be
why
my point.
Why don't you
point.
Mention that, David Alter? Where was that in your call?
In our fake radio show when we were off the air, this is what I was saying, is that Marchand doesn't but Williams comes back and he does everything right. five times more.
Right.
And so nobody's complaining. Nobody's saying, oh, my goodness, this is slowing the game down. How dare you bring back hockey to the cages, Justin Williams? No.
Well, I would ask this, right? Because both you guys are columnists, right?
Yes.
Oh, so I would ask this because I think this article or this column, excuse me, what it shows is somebody's hatred for a player, because I think it's more about that. So how do you write an objective column about something when you have so much hate and venom towards
the
player?
I have no issues with columns being subjective, because that's what they are. They're opinionated pieces. David Alter, this guy, hates Brad Marchand. That's
so
fine.
Why not,
but you gotta,
why not say that? Like, put that somewhere in your article.
And you got to do better, because he doesn't explain why it's even bad if Marchand is, quote-unquote, bringing the NHL back to the dark ages. It doesn't
Wiggy, you said you don't want to read Shaughnessy, right? Like,
I mean, I do.
Okay, because, but that's but that's the point,
right?
Is that he's smart enough and good enough where he can write a column and you say, you get riled up and you disagree. But there's enough evidence there that he's making his point. Mm-hmm. With this guy, he's just throwing a bunch of stuff and throwing some numbers about fights and how he hates Brad Marchand. It doesn't make any sense.
So
you can do it. They'll publish it, but that doesn't make it good.
Well, and like I think like you said, Bradford, the thing about it is this, is that when you look at the series and you saw what Williams did, and then to just highlight Marchand, to me, I would think if you were going to write a column like that and where it's about players taking it back to the dark ages, I think you should then highlight Williams in that column, and you should maybe
show... But he doesn't hate Justin Williams.
Right, so...
That's why he doesn't do it.
So here's my question with the Shaughnessy thing, right? And this is the thing where... So how, as a reader or somebody that is supposed to read this person... How do I take them legitimately when they spew this type of BS, and then you expect me to say, oh, he writes good columns every now and then, but I'm like, everything that I've read is...
Because you know what? There's
Shaughnessy is a much better column.
There's people in Toronto. There's people who in Toronto right now saying, yeah, David, great job. You really went at it. You show those people in Boston, and they're not taking the time to do what we're doing here and saying it's dumb.
And I admit, if we did not follow the Bruins, if we were not Bruins fans around here, we'd probably hate Marchand too. I mean, he's a hateable character, but this whole argument that Marchand single-handedly is prohibiting the NHL from breaking through in American culture is ridiculous. It's preposterous. Don't understand it.
No, of course. And
if anything, I said, I think Marchand's antics add intrigue to these series.
Here's another answer to your question. So, David Alter, I've never heard of David Alter. I don't think you guys have ever heard of David Alter.
We know him now.
Yeah, exactly. And we're talking about his column. He's probably getting enough support. It's the same thing. Let's be honest. It's the same thing that happens on the radio.
Right.
You know how many people say stupid things? And Alex, you know this.
Alex says them all
the time. No. I'm not saying this, but as soon as you put that in print, the people get, oh, no. I didn't really mean that.
Something different.
It happens all the time on radio.
Right.
This guy just happened to put it on a terrible column.
So we do have multiple interview requests out to David Alter. We've got him via
multiple
Twitter DM,
mediums.
Via email. So we'll see if David Alter gets back to us. Coming up next, do you want me to yell at you about Pedroia, Rob, or offer my mea culpa about Kyrie Irving and the Celtics?
I was right about Kyrie Irving, right? Yes. You guys gave me crap about it. I was right.
Yeah, Wiggy was vehement that Celtics should dump Kyrie Irving. I said, Wiggy, what are you doing? They should dump Kyrie
Irving. I'm like, listen, they'll go nowhere unless they keep the young guys in those second, and whatever the draft pick is. Get rid of Kyrie, build around Terry Rozier.
Yes, and Brad Wanamaker as well. Don't forget him.
Oh, man, that 14th pick.
Well, But the Grizzlies pick, though, gets put off for another year.
Oh, I can't. So 5 years from now, it's going to be awesome.
Is that protected, unprotected?
It's going to be top six protected in 2020, unprotected 2021.
Ooh. Wiggy's going to be the GM.
Sounds
I
like,
chance in
I don't know. Sounds like being
years.
Protected is a little bit better than being unprotected. My mother always said, protect yourself.
Don't worry about the cross across the street and protect yourself.
We all have
I don't want no grandbabies in there. Protect yourself.
We'll be right back.